Hello, good evening.
Who's calling?
Hi, sir. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. To begin, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote at your address or in Texas?
Yes.
So, thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Probably Democratic.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislator, are you definitely going to vote in this Democratic primary? Probably going to vote, or you're going to wait till November to vote in general elections?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Do you think you are going to vote or probably not? Which one do you lean more towards?
Probably will.
Okay, thank you. Now, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Nathan Johnson. Favorable or unfavorable? Nathan Johnson?
I'm not acquainted with him. I don't know.
Understood. Thank you. How about Joe Biden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Clay Jenkins?
I'm not familiar with him.
Thank you. Roland Gutierrez?
Not familiar with him either.
Ron Kirk?
Maybe a little bit.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
How about Jasmine Simon?
Who?
Jasmine Simon?
I don't know anything about him.
How about Colin Allred? Colin Allred.
I don't know anything about him either.
Thank you. And Planned Parenthood?
Who?
Planned Parenthood? It's an organization.
No, I'm not acquainted with him.
Okay, how about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Same thing.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Let's move forward. I appreciate your answers. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote if you had to make a choice today?
I'm not sure. I can't tell you.
Or which one would you lean more towards?
I just don't know yet.
Okay, thank you. Just had to ask that question. Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it education? We're talking about education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Or local control. Local control. Is state Republicans preempting local laws on growth, control, zoning, and worker rights? Or voting rights? Voting rights restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Or abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Or guns. Sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and rising the age to 21 for buying assault style weapons. Which issue do you think is most important? Guns, abortion, voting rights, local control, or education?
Education. Local
education.
Control.
And what is the next most important issue? You said local control. Got it. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? A, one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or B, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? A or B?
The first one that you mentioned.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. In this case, Jasmine Simon. I want you to tell me if that statement leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Here's the first one. Here's the first statement. Ms. Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. After hearing that, does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it's not going to have an impact on your vote?
Probably would.
Okay. Here's the next statement. Ms. Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. After hearing that, does that make you want to definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
Say it again.
Okay, here's a statement. Ms. Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Well, what are you asking me?
So will that impact your vote? Will that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it's not going to have an impact on your vote after hearing that statement?
Probably not. I'm not sure I need to consider it longer.
Thank you so much. Now, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Most definitely. Can you hear me now?
There's a lot of background noise. I'm having trouble hearing what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Your choice.
Okay.
What are you asking me?
It's a statement. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal to Democrats who need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. After hearing that statement, would that make you vote for her, probably vote for her, or has no impact in your vote?
Probably.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
A little bit, but there's a lot of background noises interfering. Are you still there? Are you gone?